Kryptonians are archons. These are the top 200 fallen angels that's going to come from the abyss, right? Or when you're talking about these cryptids in Nightmare Hall and these deep underground military bunker systems, right? That's what this is all about.
And the advanced colony will be no safe zone or ultimate protection because you will be attempting to cheat nature, King Kong. Wishful thinking. The law is for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. There are no amendments to the nature's laws. You can forget that. Enough ranting and raving. Now let's return.
So now we're going to get back to the materialization of the transmission. We're going to get right back to it. Now, like I said, the map of consciousness. So, like I said, the smorgasbord event, when you're going to have a feast for these entities, a final sacrifice, if you're vibrating at these lower chakra systems, it's over for you, literally. Because one thing you got to understand about the elite, they vibrate at a low vibrational frequency because everything they created in the system is based on colonization and imperialism, right? Trickology. They lying to you. So by proxy, they automatically, vibrating at a low vibrational state, even though if they have the resources to build bunkers and have mansions and stuff like that, just because you got money don't mean that you're vibrating at a high vibrational frequency because your mind it's all about the mind. It's all about the frequency of, mind activation. And the reason they do everything as far as like external stimulation, that's because they don't have the physiology to tap into God. So in order to escape judgment, they got to use their so-called resources and their fake ass money. So now, when you activate the Merkaba, this is where the veil is removed from the optic thalamus, which is the eye of God. Mark 15:38, and the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, activating the Merkaba, top to bottom. So that means that the encryption of the pineal gland, when you're talking about the restrictor, because like I said, the suprachiasmatic nucleus of the holonomic brain theory is an encryption over the brain. So when it's activated, that's when you activate the temple. That is the Zohar body that connects you to the ninth dimension of the nine ether activation that is a part of the spiritual creation and a part of everything that's connected to the hereafter. So then when you go to Luke 23, 45, and the sun was darkened, and the veil from the temple was rent in the mist. And the sun was darkened. Why is that? That's talking about how everything's going to be taking place when you're talking about the energetic grid going down. Because the grid has a multitude of grid nodes, and these grid nodes have spaces of dark energy in them, right? And those spaces of dark energy, this is why they set up different places on the planet. Let me show you. I gotta show you. As far as like the firmament, there's holes inside the firmament where you have dark energy, right? So it tells you right here. However, because of the end, which is going into the year of 2025, going up to the year of 2030 of our consciousness age, the grids were open. This is talking about the firmament because I told you. God of the Bible was actually Satan because that was a part of the spiritual cutoff that put in the restriction over the brain because you have a firmament and a veil over the brain and you have a veil and encryption over the planet, which is the firmament. Satan, God of the Bible, separated the intergalactic waters from the third dimension. That is a part of the spiritual cutoff because now you got, many different phases of seven layers of heavens to get to the magnetosphere, right? So the grids were open, the mantle of Earth could no longer provide protection for the war in the space, which is the lower fourth dimension of the demiurge merging in with the higher dimensions, right? So the Prince of Darkness, the Air, who is Enlil, right? I told you when you look at the word Enlil, it means EN means Lord, LIL means sky, Lord of the sky, Prince of Air. Hello, the ascension of Isaiah, Prophet 10. Because the angel who led me again descended into the firmament, and where the prince of dwells, he's talking about the dragon, and the angels of the air were plundering, doing violence to one another, right? This is all talking about the final sacrifice when they come from the abyss, just like the guy was specifying in the video that I just showed you. Now, on earth, you are in bondage, but the spiritual light is inside of you, fire in the middle, right? When I was talking about the pyramids, the Merkaba light ship, right? Activating that tetrahedron, which is the seal of Tehuti. The spiritual light is inside of you, the spirit of Melchizedek. The key to the releasement is inside of you to activate the Zohar body. On earth, as man in bondage, because like I said, one thing you got to understand about the word Egypt, Egypt means bondage, right? But we all know that planet Earth, or everything on planet Earth, all these land masses or whatever, when you're talking about Pangaea way before the continental drift, they called it Egypt, right? When really it was called Kemet, because Egypt is a word, like I said, it demonstrates bondage, and it's also a Greek term because it was connected to the Hyksos. That's a whole different transmission, though. We're not going to get into the Kemetic spirituality too much as far as like the mythology of it. Now, on Earth, you are bounded by space and time, which is the god of Kronos. Kronos to trap you in an artificial time analysis mechanism, which is the third dimension merged in with the fourth dimension, which is the demiurge, encircling the planet, a wave of vibration that binds him to the place of the planet of unfoldment, right? Is the key to the releasement within the man of freedom and to be found. Now, the nine interlocking worlds separated by vibration are in a, there are nine interlocking worlds, spaces which lie not side by side, but in the simulation, a relative position in space separated by each other by octave vibrations and curves and angles, right? We're in a prison planet. It's telling you all throughout biblical context that we're in a prison planet. And it tells you right here, you got the sacred energies all over the planet. There's many different ley lines and energetic grid nodes that works in tandem with the firmament and the technological grid node, right? This is all part of the encryption. This is all part of the firmament. But like I said, you got dark pockets of energy all around the planet Earth. There's one in Southern California, and then you got in Colorado, then you got in the upstate New York, then you got in Washington, D.C., and then you got right here where the Bermuda Triangle is at. These are all sacred energies, and this is why in the video the guy said in Colorado, remember? The white Jordan Maxwell, he said the guy they seen, the Draconians or whatever, they had that experience. It was in Colorado, right? Not a coincidence. Because this is why they do, this is where they do most of the rituals at. Then you gotta understand this is goes into Diddy and the E-list that took place when you're talking about the deep state shadow government or whatever. The reason they, a lot of those islands is at the Bermuda Triangle because they do a lot of rituals right there. There's a sacred energy right there, right? Sacred energies, energy points. This is where they do the multitude of their rituals. As far as like upstate New York or whatever, this is where they do a lot of rituals for the music industry, right? Especially in places like Rochester and Buffalo, right? There's a lot of record executives that live in the upstate areas, and they do these rituals. Now, and it tells you right here in this other publication, the Brothers of Darkness has set up their base at a Great Pyramid, Two Crosses location in Colorado. Eventually, when you're going to have the pole shift, when it's in full spectrum, this is going to be the new capital. This is why they built all that stuff in these deep underground military systems in the Denver airport, right? This is why they're doing what they do. Because from Leviathan, the lizard people, and the space aliens, a part of the secret underground military bunker systems, have a cursed horse at the Denver International Airport, right? Because it's connected to a form of divination. Now, hold on. Now, like I told you, people been, I did a little TikTok, little snippet video, and I posted it on my Instagram showing you the flying crafts, right? You're going to see more of this as we get through the Great Awakening period. Because like I said, we're in solo cycle 25. So the flying crafts of the fallen angels, Revelation 9:18, square and rectangle, flying vehicle crafts of the fallen angels with the third laser weapons and cannons or whatever. Like I said, square and rectangle crafts come from the negative faction. Anything that you see cylindrical, like a sham or something like that, that's coming from us, coming from our people, coming from our ancestors, our galactical ancestors. So the Emerald Tablets, it tells you that the law of cause and effect and the key of prophecy, light, then that shall become unto man the great warfare, which is the final sacrifice that shall make the earth tremble and shake in its course. A, then shall dark brothers open the warfare between light and the night, light and darkness. And when man again shall conquer the ocean and fly in the air on wings like birds, when he has learned to harness the lighting, then shall the time of warfare begin. Great shall the battle be twixt with forces, great warfare, darkness and light. Nations shall rise against nation, and using the dark forces to shatter the earth, draconian reptilian archons. Weapons of force shall wipe out earthmen until half of the races of men shall be gone, right? This is all to part of the reset, because the final sacrifice is all a part of the reset. Hold on. Now, this is where we get into the cylinder and the round vessels of the Guardian Watchers. The cylindrical, that's coming from coming from us, because anything that's cylindrical operates on 0 point energy fields. That's an ethereal energy. The same ethereal energy that has the same octave of natural instruments, right? Sound wave frequency, which is a cymatic conductor to these space vehicles, because they're operated by way of crystal technology. So the cylindrical globular vessels guard and do prevent man from breaking the barriers that is bound with, because he is not yet ready. He will not be permitted to pass to other worlds and carry that destruction with him. So the Watchers have been sent to this earth as guardians, the brothers of Green Light, the Sufi order of the Sons of Green Light, which is the spirit of Melchizedek, the brothers of light, cylinder, and the realm Merkaba, right? Your Merkaba light ship. That is the esoteric aspect of a spaceship, because you become a master to where you turn your physical vessel into a vehicle, right? So the great dreadful day of 2030 is going to be activated in between the years of 2025 to the year of 2027. Malachi 4:5. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day, who is the Lord, who is the spirit of Melchizedek, who is Tehudi, who is Thoth, right? So within these implications that's going to be taking place, you're going to have a money financial clash, then you're going to have a civil war, then you're going to have Gog and Magog invading America, which is China and Russia, fallen angels in the war in the heavens, which is activated by way of the draconians coming from the abyss and eating people who had a low vibrational state. When I broke that down with the map of consciousness, then you got King Louis the Waster, the return of the Netters or Nazareth, and the Destroyer, aka the Spoiler, the Red Kachina, comes from the magnetic pole shift, right? That's what this is all about. Now, you got to get into who will be destroyed. If you're following, when you look at this blueprint of the hierarchical chart, this is the hierarchical chart of the forces of darkness. So if you're connected to anything that's coming from the factions of the Canaanite, the Vatican, and everything in the United States, if you're following these ideologies that's connected to the pyramid of evil, when they come to the surface, they're gonna eat your ass up, because you're following a false construct. The forces of darkness, the forces of evil that is facilitated by Dagon, who was the dragon, who was Baal, who was the draconian, the serpent, Lucifer or the devil, whatever mythology that you follow is in it, right? Because like I said, everything that's connected to old Earth is facilitated by the world leaders, big corporations, and organized religion. So if you're following the religion, they still gonna eat your ass up, because you're following a false construct that keeps you at a low vibrational state, because the religion is activated by way of fear. Fear keeps you at a low vibrational state by way of your emotions. So if you're captivated by fear, this is when you're going to be a part of the final sacrifice. Because there's nothing to fear if you're truly holy by way of the mind. There's nothing to fear. Baal and the dragon, 1:3. Now the Babylonians had an idol called Baal. Because one thing you got to understand about, this is why we call America modern day Babylon. Because Babylon means baby lion, meaning that we're a part of a faction of the United Kingdom. That's when they came over here with the 13 colonies. So we are actually the baby lion. Because when you look at the sigil of the United Kingdom, it's a what? It's a lion. So Babylon, baby lion, America, which was a part of the Assyrian Empire, right? Called Baal. So then Baal and the dragon, 1:23. And in that same place, there was a great dragon, which they Babylon worshipped, right? You're worshiping a draconian energy. You're worshiping draconian religions. So you have to divorce yourself from the religion. You have to get away from these energies that subjugate you to keep you at a low vibrational state. That's why they create the religion, because it's everything in a system is activated by way of fear. Fear is a low vibrational energy. Stop fearing stuff, because when you know the truth, you move different, right? And when you start moving different, that's when you're going to activate certain parts of yourself that you know you didn't have. All of a sudden, now you have telepathy. You have psychometry. You have clairvoyance. Now you're levitating. Now you're moving shit with your mind, right? You can't do that because fear is an encryption over your spiritual gifts. This is why they want to keep you stuck in religion, to worship the dragon, right? Because when you worship the dragon, that's going to eliminate your magnetism. So when you eliminate your magnetism, you eliminate your magic. Your magic is your spiritual gifts. Now, like I said, there's many different types of draconian reptilians. You got to understand that, right? There's many different types. You got to understand why they got these cathedrals. They got many different cathedrals. When you look at a Catholic church, they show you gargoyles and all this other stuff in stone. Eventually, they're going to turn in and they're going to materialize in physical form and move around. That's what you must understand. But furthermore, you got to ask yourself, why do they have draconian gargoyles guarding the cathedrals, right? Because when you get into the inception of mythology and study different, you know, religions and stuff like that, they tell you that the draconians are actually evil. So why are they on the church? Now this is Hacksun Dong. Hacksun Dong is one of the few unexplored places on Earth, which is linked to the mysterious sightings of strange reptilian gray creatures that stand on two legs. According to the local residents, the most notable about Sung Dong Cave are the strange creatures that are believed to dwell within it. They describe seeing reptilian type of humanoid beings emerging from the Sung Dong Cave, and they believe that they actually live deep inside this cave. This is all correlated with Hollow Earth and things of that nature, because there's different layers. There's seven layers to get to Hollow Earth. There's also seven layers outside the firmament to get to the magnetosphere, as above, so below. They are not human. They were lizards, right? Now, I referenced this movie before, but you got to watch this movie. It came out in the 1980s, and the guy who put out the movie and the guy who was in the movie was Roddy Rod Piper, who was in the WWF back in the 1980s. He said in an interview, he said, this is not a movie. He said, this is a futuristic message for humanity. Right? He said, this is not a movie. This is a futuristic message for humanity. Because he had these glasses, these special glasses. When he put them on, he was able to see these entities that was controlling government. He was able to see these entities that was walking around looking human, because the glasses have the ability to manipulate the space-time continuum. The glasses have the ability to manipulate everything as far as the photon-like spectrum that is contained of some atomic particles. So when you put the glasses on, It is contained of obsidian and tourmaline crystal, right? That has the same capabilities of a black scrying mirror, right? So when he put the glasses on, he's able to see him. When he take them off, he's not, right? That's why eventually I'm going to come out with a technology. I'm gonna work on something. I'm going to work on some glasses to where it's going to contain the certain crystals that can see beyond the visible light spectrum of everything that we see in third density. So a black scrying, you got to ask yourself, why is a black scrying mirror $642? Because if you got a black scrying mirror and it has a metal back to it and you hold it up to certain places or whatever, it'll show you the real physiology or whatever is in front of you. It has the ability to see ectoplasm and apparitions and spirits. So that's why I'm going to come out with some type of glasses eventually. And I'm going to use, you know, crystal technology as far as like obsidian and tourmaline and other crystals that can help us see beyond the visible light spectrum to where we're able to see what's in front of us, see the illusion. So if you will, go on Amazon, go to old antique stores and get these type of, find a black scrying mirror, because it's a magical mirror that's going to show you the reality of everything in the spiritual plane, that of what you don't see. So that's why, you know, the black scrying mirror also has the same capabilities, because when you see, one thing you got to understand, when it comes to crystals, you got to use these crystals and connect them to a certain octave frequency, right? This is how you're able to open up portals. This is how you're able to open up a multitude of things as far as like in the spiritual dimensional planes, right? Cymatic frequencies is sound conductors. That sound conductor, and is amalgamated with an instrument or is amalgamated with an octave vibration, that's when you're going to be able to see the truth. Because like I said, Draconian reptilians despise the sound of bells. The moment the ringing in the ear begins, the moment the ringing begins, it reacts instinctively, running from the source so fast as it can. So this is why, like I said, they demonize bells, because a bell has an ethereal energy. A flute has an ethereal energy. When you're vibrating at a high vibrational frequency, you have an ethereal energy, because the ethereal energy is the energetic frequency of a soul that has an octave vibration to it. Just your energy alone, you standing right next to a person that's looking like a human, but it's really a Draconian, if you're standing right next to them, if you're vibrating at a high frequency, that's just as good as a bell. That's just as good as a flute or an instrument, because everything in the physical world is already inside you, but you can't activate it until you're vibrating at a high frequency. So if I'm vibrating at a high frequency and I'm standing next to a person who's a humanoid Draconian shapeshifter, they're gonna try to hurry up and leave me, because my energy alone is just too vibrational for them. My energy alone is going to disrupt their system. It's going to cause an interface transition. It's going to cause a glitch. So then you also got to look at this. You know, you got to ask yourself, why do people come up missing on time every time, every year? 800,000 people coming up missing all the time. You got 17 people come up missing from Indeed job interviews that was in Atlanta. All these people all around the planet are coming up missing, right? Because like I said, just like the lady said, Mabel White, ain't no woman named Mabel finna lie to you. They come to the planet for human experimentation, and by way of the corporations that's connected to these Draconians, this is where they sacrifice some of us. But like I said, this is not the final sacrifice. The final sacrifice is when you're going to see them and they're going to be coming to the surface and they're going to abduct us. But they're not going to abduct you if you have the seal of Solomon or the tetrahedron, the seal of God on your forehead. So if you're new to this channel, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. So I'm going to give a brief synopsis about everything. This video is basically, the basis of this video is giving you the true reality about the final sacrifice that's going to be taking place. The final sacrifice that came out with a documentation in the CIA, and they was telling you about, it was extraterrestrial entities that turned 23 Soviet Union soldiers in the stone. And it goes in, like I said, I'll talk about the Draconians on how they use us to harvest our energy. And there's going to be a final sacrifice that's going to be taking place in the future. There's this publication that I came across. It talks about the Draconians want the earth for them. That's what this is all about, right? That's what the final sacrifice is all about. So if you will, go back in the video, screenshot some of this publication and read it. Right? This is all connected to biblical context. It goes into a little bit of metaphysics, right? That's pretty much the basis of this video. Now, okay. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I'm going to come out with a video eventually that's going to give you a demonstrative blueprint on how to tap into your higher self and how to stay at a high vibrational frequency. Like I said, in order to leave the matrix, you got to use it to get out. That's the only way. You got to use the matrix as a catalyst to create this, your energetic morphic field, to create this vibration of energy that keeps you at your higher self. Right? You got to work out. You, like I said, some people think that they just read books, because it's okay to read books, because like I said, reading books is just like it's weightlifting for the brain, right? But you also got to work out, because if you work out more than you read, your ass is still out of shape. So you got to work out and you got to read. You got to be balanced. Work out, read, get massages, try to eat healthy as possible. You know what I'm saying? This is how you raise up your frequency, right? It's not all about just wearing crystals and head wraps, right? That's the bullshit. If you want to vibrate, you got to be proactive. You really got to do the work. You got to read. You got to understand what's going on. Get into, understanding sigillism and sacred geometry and stuff like that. Anything that's going to activate that right hemisphere of the brain to unlock certain parts of yourself that's connected to your epigenetics, to where you pull the subconscious out and bring it to the forefront to make you conscious to where it basically activates that energetic library, your blueprint, your scroll of awe. That's what this is all about, right? It's all about vibrating at a high frequency to where you have the seal of God around you, your energetic morphic field. So when these entities come from the abyss, they're not going to be able to attack you, right? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me. I'm going to be doing some at the end of my video, starting on the next video. If you have questions about anything, follow me on Instagram and send it to my Instagram. Message me on Instagram. My Instagram is BDL1014, BDELL1014. If you have any questions, contact me on my Instagram and I will follow you back. And when you have a question, I will pop it up on the screen at the end of the videos, and I'm going to, give you the edification that you need based on the question that you give me. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching this video. Please get this video out there. End of transmission.
1014. We will put an end to this madness.
It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. Karma's gonna get to you and then you'll have a chariot with only one less friend. Now I had distant folks that are looking to my eyes to understand the wisdom he's given and his wealth from the skies. So thanks for this meal that I'm about to receive, and thank you for my health and all the good memories. Thanks for the courage taken on another day when I used to not believe, but now I know about grace. Stay away from the fire, cause the flames does burn. Go with your gut feeling, when it's wrong you learn. For every one step I take, the Lord takes two. And do unto others if you want it done unto you. Huh. It's me again, God, I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God, I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. this a completion. The selfish Proto-Grecian and Merindian Phoenician. I'm the last of the Mohicans, the bastard of the land, the pen, melanin accretion. And we just trying to get back to the fact that we was kings and queens of a land before the avalanche seized it. I live on Turtle Island with the rest of the diseased. Better than the medicine for 7 different treatments. Niggas try to ride away but end up getting seasick. The sleep can feel my words like Braille and they're awaken with the penmanship of Hindu script written in them vacant monastery. Honorary payments to the prototype. Tomorrow's only a day away, but nothing happens overnight. The fuck's wrong with going left when you know it's right? Biting off more than I can chew, that's an overbite. Black on black crime is like watching two soldiers fight when all along they was on the same page. History. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land.